A better time than the present, and we'll get it started.
Everybody wake up!
Time to wake up, time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie, here is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late,
now everybody.
Wake up late, everybody.
Wake up late,
wake up
late.
Wake up!
Wake up late with Dougie, wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
I said one, two, three.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida at Danger Studios on Monday afternoon, March 4th. I'm here with Jackie Sanchez.
Yo.
And guest today, new co-host of the show, back after a long time, Mike Cintron.
What's up, everybody?
And he doesn't want to face the camera. He's shy.
I'm shy.
Yeah.
I have a pimple on my nose.
Exactly. It's huge.
No, I don't. I'm lying. There you go.
Oh, that, I thought that was your nose I was looking at. I thought you did have a pimple. Welcome to the show. And for those of you who don't know who Mike is a comedian. He's been around a long time, part of the Calzone Spaceship phenomenon in South Florida.
No one
Florida.
Knows who Calzone Spaceship
I know. I'm trying
is
to help
anymore.
You. I'm trying to pump it up. But you—that's this is something you did. This is this you and Joe Duanes and some other guys.
We were the precursor to other sketch comic groups
right.
that never followed us. So we started a thing that never actually got started, but it was fun. We do have great things. I'm pretty proud of about I want to say 75% of the stuff you might find out there. There is about 25% that I wrote and I think it's terrible and we did together and I think they would all agree.
That's why there's nobody knows what the fucking
we were
cows
amateurs.
On spaceship. Yeah, but you guys were doing it. You guys were trying. You were going
we
at
took
it.
A chance.
There's a lot of people that put shit out there that you know. Hey, some people even decorate it really marketing like it looks fantastic. You were about to watch something like oh this is really good and then you're like the content comes out and you're like, ugh.
No,
yeah.
totally.
I don't want to fucking see this again. Well, you know, well, it's like this. Look at us. Hey, we're trying to get content out
we're
there
back.
Right now. But I'm teaming up with you guys and gals.
Yeah. Checking at myself in
he's
the,
checking himself in the video there. Which
trying to see which is my
better side.
Trying to fucking look good.
Anyway, hey, bye. Big thanks to Mike Marino. Had me open for him at the Bassani's last week. A lot of fun. I had a filet mignon one night. What's up, Richie Marini? Had a filet mignon one night. I had chicken penne alla vodka another night. I had a ribeye the other night.
Wow.
Yeah, great food over there. Yeah, that's why I had to do an hour and a half of cardio today. I did the treadmill, Mike, at around about a two degree
angle.
Walk. I don't want to challenge myself
like
too
a
much.
Slight rolling hill. You know.
You have to say rolling when I'm talking about how fat I am. It's just, you know, I'm trying to be nice. I'm not, you know what I mean? You see this guy? Comes out, he starts telling rolling fat jokes. Disguised.
You inspire it.
Well, thanks.
No, I'm sorry. I love it. I didn't mean it like that, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, getcha. And you won a little money this week. And like yesterday,
she
someone
beat
had open
me,
mic.
Man.
You
she
were
beat
there?
Me. Yeah, I came in saying. Second place.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, man, but I'm proud. She did great. She killed it. It's not like one of those wins where I can like literally sit here and be like, man, she, you know, whatever. They liked her because, like, blah, blah, blah.
She had a lot of people there.
Good stuff.
No, I had nobody
good timing.
There.
Nope. You had nobody there. You won.
No, and I won.
Can I mean, we're both, like, patients. Can I, is that cool? Like, I mean, you know, we were like, medicating before we got on stage,
a little
you know?
Bit too much,
Oh,
know?
Really?
And she was like, I was like, I'm trying to, you know, get
how
you
much time did you guys do? How much longer of a set did you do in a contest?
Five. Is this, like, an open mic contest?
Yeah.
So just five.
You should come out.
No, I did. I did a
he
contest.
He did one. He did Sean's. He said, right.
I did Sean's out
Sean
there one
bunch,
night.
Yeah.
It's like I need an extra $50 this week.
Well, that's what I was thinking. It was $100 that night, and I went out there and I thought, hey,
I gotta go to that one.
$100, you know, and and I went out there and there was like, and of course, Perry Sack was there one night. Chris Topher was there. And, you know, I thought, first of all, I thought this is an open mic. I'm going to work on my newer stuff. You know, I'm a professional. I could probably try to win this thing. What's up, Chris Cowles? And, you know, I'm going to try to win it, you know, but I'm going to do it. But family, these are people who are only doing it 6 months a year.
That was my mistake, Dougie. I went with new stuff last night.
Well, hold on a second. So what I did was, then all of a sudden Perry Sack goes out there and starts telling his fucking A-act. And Chris Topher comes out doing his A-material. And I'm like, fuck that, man.
Who won? But,
well, that night, I don't know. I left. I had one of those sets where it I didn't
could have
really,
been you, man.
What's up, Addison?
Yeah, because what they do is they bring people on the stage.
Yeah, then they'll shoot for you.
Like, Chris Shepherd could have taken it. We don't know.
Yeah, he
had a good set. But he left. So, you know, they're only going to vote for the people who stayed. And I was pretty close to leaving.
I did. By the way, I got to remind me to have a quick conversation with you about
cool.
Yeah, no. I did Danny the Jew's open mic last night at Packy's.
How was that?
There was people there. There was around 10 or 15, 20 people there that came to see your open mic show.
Right.
And it was just me and Chris Shepherd were there.
Yeah, I saw him.
And there was a couple newbies that were there. People that went up and just, you know. One guy was like bothering me halfway through my set. He's like, I'm going to do a bit about threesome. Because I did my threesome bit in there. He's like, I got a threesome bit. And I'm like, all right, dude.
That's gold, Jerry. That's gold.
Yeah, he's writing this shit down as I'm talking. And then the guy goes up and sits there and goes, yeah, I'm a chef. He never fucking told a joke. And I'm like, But here's the thing. Some lady comes up to me. I did my I don't know if you ever heard my not me joke. I've told it at the Buddha. Buddha robot, sorry.
I got to be honest. Yeah, I mean, well, I call it the funky robot. Robot that doesn't take a bath. Because we get a lot of hipsters in there. I usually blank. I'm not going to lie. I try to listen to material when I'm hosting. I'm usually listening to the audience member, what their reaction is.
Right.
And then I'm like worried about, like, is the next performer ready? What time is this person on? So it's like hard for me to, like, ever really
Mike's
sit
trying
down
to tell me here, Jackie, that he doesn't listen to my show.
I feel bad. A lot of people tell me, they'll come up like, what do you think of this new joke? And I'm like, I totally blanked out, dude.
Mm. Well, yeah. No, but here's the thing. It's a joke, and it's basically on the premise of the Me Too movement.
I think I have heard that, actually. Right. That sounds familiar.
Right, and basically the punchline is,
I think I heard it in its early stages.
Yes. And this lady didn't like it because she then comes up to me at the bar and says, you know, everything was great. You're funny. You're really funny. But that joke about the not me joke, you know, I was raped and when I was 12 and I go, what? And I go, you know what I mean? I go, what do you mean? She was like, yeah. And that really, you need to know that that's a very, I go, well, wait a minute. My joke basically starts off with, guys, there's no reason that any guy should ever force another woman to have sex. That's how the joke starts. Guys, not any reason why any guy should ever force a woman to have sex. No means no.
Yes. Totally.
Right?
No, I totally
That's my
agree,
joke.
Obviously.
And then I tell it in the punchline is, especially when there's so many whores out there. You know what I mean? Like, why would you fuck a girl that doesn't want to fuck when there's plenty that do?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So I don't know how from that joke, she comes up and I go, then she starts telling me this. I'm like, well, I'm really sorry that happened to you, but I don't think I mentioned 12-year-olds in my joke, do I?
Well, because you know what happened with that lady? I'll tell you why she probably got offended. She wasn't even listening to what exactly you were saying.
She got triggered the minute she heard.
She heard Me Too. She got triggered. She thought of maybe a moment she probably could relate to one of these stories. Maybe it was hardcore. Maybe it wasn't as hardcore as we've heard in the news. But the fact is, it touched. When she heard Me Too, it triggered something. And to respect to that, I totally understand. I mean, like, you know, when you bring up sensitive subjects like that, especially
rape, you know, cancer, or
rape,
whatever.
Cancer, you know, whatever. Yeah, because you said can't.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's a hard joke to tell. Any comic wants to tell a cancer joke.
It's totally hard.
You know? You don't have any cancer jokes in your...
I have a rape joke.
You have a rape joke?
I technically say rape 3 times in my set.
That's how great she is, guys.
No one has gotten mad, but...
she's not got one. She's got 3 rape jokes for you.
3. And no one's gotten pissed yet.
Yeah.
I think just
because nobody's going to... Here's the thing. No one's going to sit there and picture you raping someone. You know, well, if I tell a rape joke, people are going to say, oh, look at that fucking perv, that big... He probably raped somebody. They're going to see Mike tell that joke and think, this guy rapes people. But they're not going to say...
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, because we look like we could, because it's just believable.
I totally...
Because, but her, you wouldn't think that Jackie is capable of raping somebody.
Jackie could kick my ass, probably.
Well, I'm not talking about beating your ass.
Sure.
You think?
Jackie could rape me.
I could rape
She'll
Mike.
Bust out a strap-on and just bend me over.
That would be funny. We have a video take that.
Peg me to death.
Yeah, this is podcast.
Yeah, this is how you get choice spots at the robot open mic. Bang the fuck out of Mike.
Who's hosting now, motherfucker?
She's going to say, I videoed this whole thing, and I'm going to show everybody, if you don't put me up 5th.
Yeah.
Fifth. Oh, that's a good spot. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Fifth and the first.
First or second group, yeah.
Yeah.
I like second group.
For those people, just to make this clear, again, I call it one of the best open mics in the country. Every Wednesday night at the Robot Brewery in Boca Raton. Sign up is around 8, starts around 9.
Now it's changed to 7:30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Signs up 7:30.
Now we want to pack more people because so many people come. We used to cap it at 30. Now we're capping it at 35.
The list of
comics,
performers?
I would even sneak people in, yeah.
Yeah.
I would even sneak people in, and I would stay there till like close to 2 o'clock, yeah, and have like 40 people go up. But now we're like officially making it 35, trying to start at close to 8:30 as possible, so that way we can fit in, yeah, another round or two. You know.
So you put people up in rounds of 5, a bucket system.
Yeah.
Everybody who signs up that gets in that 35, they get in a list, and we've talked about on the show. You know, there's people that go up there and they're going to play a song, and they'll go up and, well, I wrote this song back when I was catching butterflies out in the park, and I was thinking about who I was going to vote for. Get the fuck off stage!
They set up their guitar. Yeah, and
yeah. Hold on a second. Yeah. And they start tuning in.
I didn't know I was coming up right now.
Somebody made that post. I think one of the comics posted something that said that to the effect like, you spent the last 2 hours out front of the robot,
yeah,
waiting to go up, and then you go on stage and spend 5 minutes to tune your guitar.
Yeah.
No, it's perfect. I think some of them, it's purposely done. I think you could see who the professionals are because they'll even ask me, hey, do you want me to pre-set up and I'll put it off to the side so that way we reduce time? And I'm like, of course. And before the show starts, they're getting everything set up. But yeah, the unprofessional ones, they're diddle-daddling, they're drinking, they're talking to their friends, they're carrying their guitar because they want to look all cool. Like,
trying to get laid, man.
Yeah, look at me, girl. I have a guitar. And then they get up there and they're fucking drunk and they forgot the cover song that they were going to sing and they're like falling off the stage and shit. Like, we have one kid that literally passed out outside and I wasn't sure if I should let him on stage, but he had sobered up to the point where it seemed like all of a sudden it just, like, I guess got out of his system and he sang the song and it was fine, but...
Did cocaine.
Probably.
Yeah, that sounds like a cocaine era.
Because now at Robot, which is great, they have...
cocaine?
You're great.
They sell cocaine. Yeah.
There's a dispensary for cocaine. The next best thing, they have a thing you could check how drunk you are.
You can see the breathalyzer.
But they have straws there. So it's like three straws. Like, here's the bathroom right over here.
And you just keep walking.
Just in case you forgot, you don't need key depth.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to use those car keys. I remember one time at a party, it was so funny at a party, and my buddy, there's two stories here, same dude. We're at some place, and he's like, hey, dude, I'm going to go to the bathroom because can I have your keys? I'm like, the person standing next to me is like, what the fuck's he need keys for to go to the bathroom?
I'm going to go drive the toilet.
Yeah, I parked my car next to the stall. Just going to get it out of there. There's space open out front. He's the same dude. My wife and I walked into the Spearmint Rhino in Oakland Park. And I go to meet my buddy, Mike. We're hanging out. You know, we're going to meet before we go out somewhere. It's like a meeting spot. And I get in there. He comes out of the bathroom. He looks like he just tried to snort a fucking powdered donut.
Oh, God.
He had it all over his nose and his mustache. My wife looks at me. She goes, what the fuck? My wife doesn't do that stuff. What's up, Elgin? How's Xander, buddy?
What up, Elgin?
Cute little boy.
Congratulations, Elgin's a new dad, everybody.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
His son's already wearing his clothes. So
did
cute.
You see that video where he dropped an egg on his wife? Did you guys talk about that already?
He got 650 likes or something like that. Man. Comments on
comments,
a
pic. Yeah.
And then they smashed his wife in the head. Which, here's the thing, buddy.
People cheated.
She was in the shower already with the fucking spray thing on in her clothes. And then that's when you smash her in the head.
Okay, listen, we're not going to go there.
Come on,
dude. He has to stay married. He just got married. But
he just had a kid. That's like
what I was upset about. People were literally putting the alphabet as a comment, and it would be like me going A, and then the next one me going B.
Mm, yeah, a lot of lazy people.
I don't know if that was like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, either way,
I commented. Yeah, you know, my comment was ostrich egg.
And I give him props. He did it.
Yeah, he said he was going to break an egg over his wife's head if he gets a certain amount of likes, right? And I said, an ostrich egg? See, I tried to at least put some thought into it.
Right.
Maybe you know,
dramatic.
Yeah, but that's right. You don't. Someone's going to try to look at that post, really? A fucking pound sign?
Let's get an endangered species egg.
Yeah.
Smash it over.
Get an alligator egg. Yeah, that's horrible. Any rate, so if you're in Boca Raton comics, come to the open mic.
Robot.
Okay. And Dada's, late Dada's. You got people, you got Armindo on there too, hosting every once in a while.
Yes.
So that's a Tuesday night. Is every other Tuesday?
No, it's every Tuesday but the first Tuesday of the month. The first Tuesday is designated for feeling, so it's the poetry night. You get in touch with each other.
It reminds me not to go there.
If comics want to come out there and tell their jokes, just tell it in a poetry fashion. I've done it a couple of times. It's pretty cute.
I'll do it.
But yeah, Dada's every Tuesday but the first starts at 10 o'clock.
By the way, our buddy Elgin says he's worried about the revenge. His wife's planning.
Yeah, she's going to get him back.
Yeah?
That's true. Because you know what women do? And Jackie probably could testify that she wants to.
Probably.
They wait in the cut. They don't get you back right away. Yeah. They wait.
Wait till
you're comfortable.
Like 9 years later.
You know, you're chilling.
I mean, one time.
But that's the way, if you read like the book on
kids
war.
Kids are out of the house.
If you read like the Art of War and stuff, when you get back at somebody, don't do it right away.
No.
You wait till they're most vulnerable and, you know.
Some mafia shit.
That's right. To the point, it's so far out there. Like, who would do this to you? You're like, you know what? Maybe. Nah, that was a long time ago.
Mind fucks them, too.
Yeah. Mind fucking is always great. But not as great as Jackie fucking with a strap on, that we all had that visual.
Oh, man.
For a minute there.
You caught me for a second. I was like, what?
Hey, speaking of the comedy world, one of the things we wanted to talk about here in the opening part of the show, now that you got to know Mike a little better, is two things. First story, Stormy Daniels is now on tour. You know, the porn star.
Can you believe it? Are you upset about that as a comic?
I don't give a shit one way or the other. I've been watching. That's what I'm saying. How do you feel about it? We have Facebook audiences. I don't, you know, to me, it's like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I would give a fuck if I was supposed to be somewhere and they bumped me. It's like, sorry, we got this porn star going to do a show.
You're right. I'm not upset at her. I'm upset at the people that want to go to that show and support that nonsense.
Yeah.
Like, she's just, like, we get it. Like, she fucked Donald Trump. Like, it's over.
It's
like,
just an easy way to make money.
She's done porn after that. Like, okay, move on. Like, it's old news. I'm sorry. Like,
in this, the self-preservationist in me respects anybody's ability to try to keep themselves, you know, at doing shit, right?
Right.
And so whatever. Yeah, like maybe she doesn't want to suck dick anymore, right? Maybe she's
totally.
You know,
let her do her thing.
Now she just wants to tell jokes. And I believe in a free market system. If she goes on stage and she's fucking killing, and oh my God, I mean, she's probably got somebody writing for her.
Right.
You know, some writer said, listen, I'll write you a few jokes if you mop my. Okay, so maybe she does like to suck dick.
Right.
And maybe there's comics that are hoping, hey, I wrote you 15 jokes already. Do you mind if I get a little quickie?
Wow. Like, I'm sure she came to some of these South. I was going to say you, but I don't know. I don't know if you have. I think you have more standards than that. Like,
would
you
do a show with her?
Like, if Stormy Daniels was like, can you write for me? Like, I don't want you to go on stage, but can you write my jokes?
If I'm getting paid, who cares?
What do you think is the going rate for that?
Well, what usually would probably be is, A, you'd be the opening act. You say, yeah, I'll do it, but I need to open for you.
Yeah, go on.
And then, you know, writer, and then just sort of, hey, that's one way of getting paid. Like, basically, I just want the opening act.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Right. And I won't sell merch, but you have to cover my merch since you should do your own merch.
Okay.
And that's it. You know what I mean? And
I got some negotiation skills right there from Dougie live. You never know what you get when
you wake
up late.
She makes it bigger. You know, she'd have a lot of people, but you can always trust me. To make it sure,
know.
You know, anything's happening. By the way, Sean Mullen says he wants Stormy Daniels to sign his right hand.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is the gayest thing. Oh, I'm sorry. That was so un-PC.
Elgin says 15 jokes for 15 strokes. Try left. It could be a new experience. Well, that's Charlie got to work at that joke right in the. Yeah, or you can sit on your hand.
Listen, come on.
Yeah, listen, they're our audience.
Love
them.
They're working it.
So
let them get warmed up. How long
you know,
do we have
I don't care.
Show?
People are talking about it like, oh my God, she's not a real comic. But
I believe in these kids.
Here's the free market system. If she goes on stage, she does a good job, people will come back. If you have a pizzeria, you make a good pizza, people are going to come back. If you make a horrible pizza, stupid
right,
pizza.
Yeah, and you know, there's going to be people that are going to buy any little tchotchke, right. anything flash in a pan thing, obviously.
What do you think a merch will be?
You know, when you're like, you know, for someone who's probably like my age, when they get to be like 80, they'll be like, I got something from the Stormy Daniels show with Donald, you know, from President Donald Trump shit. And like, you know, no one's going to even care then.
What do you think our merch will be?
It'll be something to like
fleshlight.
obviously, all that stuff. But like, aside from that, it'll be something Donald Trump related. Like it won't.
Yeah.
It'll be his likeness, but not totally him. And like, you know, I don't know, some like small hand you know, clapper or yeah. some shit like that.
Hands
you
on little boobs, or fist. Big boobs.
Something like, you know, insulting. You know, like, I'm going to be insulting with my merch, but I'm not going to say it's him, but, you know.
Maybe I used to do a joke, and I was thinking about getting cock rings as my merch.
That's actually pretty smart. I mean, I don't know how many people would actually buy like out in the open, but like I could see dudes like passing you like like their car, be like, "Yo, I'm gonna call you later. I need to get like five of those cock."
Well,
rings,
the joke, you know, I should tell that. I should tell that joke. I'm like, imagine,
the rib one for
you know, they come in small, medium, and she'll never leave you, kind of thing, and like a it looks like a hula hoop, you know, jokes like that. And then I said, well, there's no reason to order smalls, right? No one's gonna come up and ask me for a small cock ring. But then I heard I was telling that joke. Then I heard Eric Myers tell a joke about condoms. Who would buy a small condom? I'm like, well, that joke's off the list. Someone's telling it. What's up, Alexandra Sanchez? She likes. She's a fan of yours, Mike. You know her?
It's my twin sister.
Is it?
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
Okay. I'm sorry
to
put together.
How you doing, girl? I miss you.
That is my clone.
I don't know what merch, but it would probably be something sexual. Or would be a T-shirt, you know, hey, I went to go see Stormy Daniels and all
stupid.
I got was this fucking
something
T-shirt.
I would never waste my money on, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens with her.
You know, and then people are like, okay, just to like, while we end on that topic, libs will go, well, you know, Bill Clinton, you know, the whole thing with Monica Lewinsky. Yeah, she was an intern who didn't have an adult career before, was this young, naive chick who thought me sucking the president's dick is going to get me far in life.
Mm-hmm.
And she made a mistake, and she's been chastised for the last 20 something years by that. Like, people have not hired her.
Well, you know why?
Because
it's the Clintons, dude. It's the Clintons. You got Hillary Clinton is her arch enemy. She pissed off the most powerful woman in the world.
I think that's why I'm upset about this. Like, Stormy Daniels has got like a whole other career after like just like, you know, but to that effect, she wasn't.
So are you
she
saying,
wasn't in the she wasn't in the office. She wasn't an intern, and he wasn't the president.
So are you saying then that you think Monica Lewinsky should start doing stand-up now?
I bet she's fucking funnier than Stormy Daniels, I'll tell you that. All that pain she's gone through, she's got real-life issues.
Yeah. She could just come out and say, so anybody want to see my dry cleaning bill?
She's so personal, and no one would buy
a
purse from her.
I'd write jokes for fucking, what's her name again? Monica Lewinsky? Hey, that's what we'll do. You go take Stormy Daniels on tour.
Oh, okay.
And you write for her, and I'll go with, what's her name?
Monica Lewinsky.
Maybe I'll try to
get her. Forgetting her fucking name.
Yeah,
exactly. That's the point, though. Like,
but I won't be starstruck with her. I'll be like, I don't know. I don't give a fuck who you are. But you must give one hell of a blowjob. You know what I mean? You know, because fucking Clinton's like, I kind of like that, you know.
See, she should have, anyway. But yeah, that's the end of my point.
Yeah. Here's another topic for today on the opening part of the show. You know, I don't go to Walmart often, if much at all. But
way to humble brag.
No, I mean, just I don't do much shopping at all, okay, because my wife, thank God, takes care of that. But the position of greeter has been removed. Walmart has said no more Walmart greeters. That's it.
What did a Walmart greeter? They just say hi to you when you come in?
Welcome to Walmart.
Yeah.
And
I've never seen that.
I've seen them on their way out making sure you're not stealing.
Right.
Right.
That's the greeter?
I guess. No. I don't know.
But they usually.
I've never walked in and someone been like, welcome to Walmart.
They're like, wait.
Like,
we got to check this receipt. It's correct.
Yeah. They just check your shit.
Well, that happens at Costco. When you walk out, there's a guy that checks your receipt and looks in your bags.
Yeah, and they check everything.
Yeah. And because it's kind
of
weird.
They do it at Walmart, too, if you have a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Got
like a big screen TV.
I know Costco does that because they, you know.
Well, they have less, it's more open. It's more open. They got a new one here in Coral Springs, by the way. And I got my first tank of gas. Because they got gas there, and but they don't have Costco gas stations all over the country. It's just at the locations. But I got it, and I mean, it's like 30 cents cheaper. It's 30 cents cheaper than normal gas.
Yeah, my dad always tells me to go to Costco,
and over time, that adds up,
man. Maybe I can afford my own cock ring or Stormy Daniels fleshlight. Hey, see how we bring it all back, everybody. But so they got rid of this. Now here's the thing. The American Disability Act and people of that nature, because a lot of those people that have the Walmart greeter position are usually what?
Special,
right? Either they're very old, right? Or they're, they had a guy on there and he was like, I can't work. I have to do other stuff. I can't lift my arm. So they need
to be like a functioning member of society, but they can't have like a too stressful job.
Right.
So well, you get them Walmart greeter. And that has a range of many different personalities out there who can fit that.
There's a lot of open micers that could probably do that job.
That's a good way to put it. That is the open mic of Walmart there.
Right, it is. Right?
Keep greeting. See if you can do that. Maybe we'll move you over to the floor to start folding
stuff. We can actually really talk to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not bad.
But even then, you go to someone who's on the floor folding clothes, and you're like, hey, where is, I don't know, candy? And they're like, oh, I don't know.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome to Walmart.
They freak out. You're like, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you think about that. It brings us into another kind of arena. The value of what people do. Think about some jobs, all right? You work at Starbucks. I go there. There's some things. I got to get the order right. They got to fucking put the right things together, right? There's things that these people, there's things they have to do. Oh, boy. Anyway, we're sorry. We don't know what happened. At any rate, but welcome back to the show. We were basically talking about the Walmart greeter position, and no longer. And if you, a lot of.
You know what? To add on that point, though, real quick, I was watching something, and there's a lot of jobs that in the real near future, in the next 10 years.
Right.
They're going to be gone. There's going to be so much unemployment because everything's going to be taken over by computers, AI, self-driving cars,
right,
on its own,
mm-hmm,
is going to just devastate the American
economy.
But
you're right. It'll devastate the people who have lack of skill. But that's a lot of people. Well, that's the thing. People need to step it up. You have to. But for those jobs, there's jobs that are created because of that. In other words. Yeah, the tedious jobs.
There's got to be a give and take because not everyone can afford to go to college and be a skilled
worker. Here's the problem. Most people think, like Bernie Sanders, tell everybody they got to go to college.
I'm not saying that, but
let me finish my point. There's trade schools. In Europe, when you're like 13 or 14,
right,
they determine whether you're going to be a fucking genius or you're going to be somebody who's going to learn a skill.
Right. I agree.
Then you end up going to be listen, I got friends that are millionaires that are plumbers, that are like electricians that just, they went and they learned a trade.
You're totally right.
And not went to college and became a lawyer or just had to do some shit like that. These are fucking people that learned. This country doesn't have a lot of tradespeople because service industry was dominant for the last two decades in employment.
And to your point, and you have a very valid point. I'm not saying you're not right. You're not wrong, or you're right. Whatever. I'm not disagreeing with you. What I want to say. I've smoked. I medicated.
Yeah, I think so.
But my point is, would you agree that not everyone has the same they can't. Everyone has the same situation to.
Here's what I think, Mike.
Succeed in life.
There's a reason why there's a reason why somebody's sitting on a fucking bus stop.
And we could say everyone could be a hero and rise.
Not everybody can walk on the moon, man. That's a philosophy. Not everybody can walk on the moon. To know oneself is to know God.
Exactly.
But here's the thing: every person has the ability to change that. And I know that there's a people that'll sit back. And you and I were talking about this about comedy. There's people that'll go. Do comedy,
right,
and they'll go and they'll keep doing the same fucking 5 minutes they've been doing for the last 4 years, or they'll just go in there to hang out and stuff. And there's people that go to that are in the comedy are saying, "Look, I just want to get funnier," and they go off the chart with activity, and that's the way the world revolves. And here's the thing, that's fine, but people need to know that fucking moment. You can't be pissed or get jealous at other people when that happens.
No,
you have to accept it.
You can't. And you know what? And I grew up in a single-parent household in Manhattan, not the greatest neighborhood.
Right.
I would have ended up going to a really bad school, not the greatest teachers.
Right.
Probably not get the greatest education. My mom worked double shifts to put me into private school.
Right.
So that way I could be educated. I can go to a good school. I went to college. And I was lucky, and I'm grateful for that. But not everyone has that ability. So then you get stuck in the system. This is what I'm trying to say, though. You get stuck in the system, and yes, you can still rise above it, but
once you get
just stacked against more and more.
But here's the thing.
It
all comes from the individual, though. You understand this. The individual, whatever fucking hand you're dealt, you got to fucking deal with it.
Totally.
And adversity, the way people deal with adversity has to do with responsibility and ability. So, there's people that deal with it. Just stop fucking with my Iron Man and my samurai guys.
I'm listening to you, man.
Okay, but I'm saying adversity, it's like that's the stuff that you know, the old saying, when a professional boxer gets knocked down, does he get up?
Right.
You know, there's some people that never get up. You know, being a fighter myself, I've seen people said, yeah, man, I want to get in the ring. And then they get in the ring and somebody hits him. And they're like, fuck this. Why aren't they here anymore? What happened to Bill? You know, he's going back to being an accountant. Okay, right. I get it. But you know what I mean? So that adversity deals with that way. And here's the thing. The people that are fucking superstars went through what you're talking about.
Right.
They found a way to get through that.
Totally.
My point is, no matter where the fuck you are in the stratosphere of life,
I sympathize for the loser. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know,
even though I want to be,
I sympathize for him, but I don't fucking feel bad, and I don't sit there and like keep them in a lower place.
Oh no,
I will always tell you that no matter when somebody's in a fucking bad situation.
Like, you know, move out the way, loser. I gotta fucking win.
Here's the thing:
I don't like
when people like
trying to get $50.
I don't like
when Mike, motherfucker.
I don't like when people in that position. I don't like when people in that position complain and whine about it. You know what I mean?
That's, I understand. I
don't
want to
hear
it. You know what?
You're there for a reason.
I think there's a percentage out there that we, you know, and I've heard that. And I used to have that argument. You know, I mean, if you're homeless, you can stop being homeless if you really want to, but. I don't think that's really that easy for everyone, and not everyone
not
has
easy.
That
that's
mental.
That's the thing. You keep bringing up easy.
Strength,
it's not easy.
You know.
You know, my brothers used to say to me, "You're lucky," because right. They would see the outcome of things, and like you know, I didn't have that.
So but this is where this is coming from. Like you felt like you put so much work into. You were not lucky.
My brothers weren't there
they
when
didn't
I
see your
I
hard
played.
Work.
I, you know, I went to college on a soccer scholarship. And I wasn't the smartest bulb. I didn't have parents that knew geometry and shit. My parents never helped me with fucking homework, so they didn't know that. So I came from that. So we had a little money. You know, I went to a decent public school, but at the same time, my mom, hey, can you help me with my algebra? Guess what? You know, she doesn't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I had to do it all on my own. So that's a different level of adversity that had nothing to do with economics.
Right.
So what are you doing then? So when I went through middle school and shit, I said, I got to get a soccer scholarship. So when I'm in college and we're on the road on a fucking bus from driving through North Carolina to come back to Florida, it's 4 a.m. and I'm sitting there with a fucking flashlight reading my book. Just so I can make sure I get, you know, I'm struggling to get a good grade. That has nothing to do with luck.
No.
That has to do with effort. That has to do with responsibility, accountability. And that's just somebody who wants something. I want this. I don't want excuses. I'm not going to let somebody say, hey, I understand. You had it tough. You know, I don't need that shit.
Of course not.
You sympathize with that person. Good.
I don't think you're lucky at all.
Yeah? Thanks, man. One of my favorite sayings is, fortune... favors,
unlucky man.
Fortune favors the prepared mind. It's a great quote. Man. Fortune favors the prepared mind.
I don't really believe in luck.
No.
I mean, there's a thing being in the right place at the right time, but sometimes you're just working. You're perpetuating that energy, that moment to happen. So I think it's all about the mindset, and if you're working towards that, like you said, there is no luck. It's not lucky you. You know, are doing your thing, headlining around the country. You've worked towards this. You didn't just
but I'll
step
be lucky.
On last
I
week.
Would be lucky if all of a sudden somebody happened to be on my show one night
and throw
that
$1 million.
Exactly. I'm not,
that's
you know,
luck.
Or said, hey, you know what? I want
that
this
never
person.
Happens.
I want this person in a movie.
Luck is something that never happens.
I don't believe. I don't.
Or
I,
rarely, barely happens.
Yeah, luck is something that.
So you believe in luck?
Yeah, of course. I play poker, man.
Is that why you're wearing the hat?
Yeah.
I just noticed.
Just I'm trying to go after these guys as a sponsor. These are fucking guys as a sponsor of the show. At any rate, so that's how we open the show. This talks on Stormy Daniels, how you feel about her being a comedian, and the Walmart greeter gone. No more Walmart greeter. We should do a video where we walk into Walmart and go, what's up, man? I don't feel wanted here.
That'd
I don't feel welcome.
I'm down for that.
Yeah? All right. Maybe it's, who knows? Hey, by the way, it's that time of day.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. And it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them. It's a great way to write jokes.
Yeah.
People aren't the brightest. You may want to feel bad for these people, Mike, but statue vandals seem to have mistaken a World War II hero for Confederate General Robert E. Lee and destroyed the statue.
That's what I'm talking about, Dougie. We have to fix the schools, man. These kids can't...
They don't know the difference between World War II and the Civil War. Vandals in North Carolina may be in need of a history lesson after having set fire to a state or statue honoring a World War II hero they apparently mistook for the Confederate General.
Hey, he looks like a racist. Take that down.
Yeah. white marble monument of U.S. Army Major General William C. Lee.
Shit.
Who commanded the...
I thought it was the other Lee.
That's what they did. It's Robert E. Lee, man. I know. I read a book
once. I heard about Lee.
I don't know why they're black, but...
I talk like this sometimes. She could testify to that. I get high at microphones.
And microphones.
Yeah, see?
101st Airborne Division, Screaming Eagles, during World War II, was doused with flammable liquid and set on fire last week. Statue bears black scorch marks running up the left side now.
They were like, Jesse Smollett, take him down.
Yeah. The suspect seemed to have confused Lee with General Robert E. Lee, who led the Confederate Army during the Civil War 80 years earlier. Hey, man, my timeline's off. I was surprised that anybody would do that. Yeah, see what I'm saying? Like, and they didn't even do a good job trying to burn the statue. If you look at the statue, the guy's got a modern-day military hat, like what Gomer Pyle used to wear, like one of those little straight ones like you're on the top. You know what I mean? He didn't have a fucking, like, Civil War hat, like a fucking cowboy hat or something.
Are we ever going to bring that back in style? That's my question.
We could. The cowboy hat?
Is that well, you know what? I went to Vegas in December, beginning of December, and they had this big cowboy convention. Like, a cowboy convention. And when I'm telling you, people from all over the country.
Cowboy showed up?
There was so many cowboys. I started to be like, maybe some of these are racist, and they're going to figure I'm Puerto Rican, and I might get, like, lassoed and shit. Mm-hmm.
Lassoed. He thinks whatever. He's, fucking, he thinks
what
he's like
think
a cow.
What do you once they lasso
they
you?
They tie your legs up and put their hands up.
I was afraid. I did not feel comfortable with that many cowboys
like,
walking
you,
around.
You're getting born into the system. You're starting to feel like a victim now.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, Jesus, calm down. You know, everybody's like, oh, my God, the world's horrible. I'm like, yeah, well, I don't know. Have you been outside lately?
I mean, come on. I live in Coral Springs. How is the world horrible?
It isn't. Here's a story. Wyoming District will open
that, Flint, Michigan.
Wyoming District will open one student school next fall. Did you hear that? Did you hear what I just said?
Nope.
Okay. So this is what
I'm sorry.
My co-hosts need to hear the story.
Shut up.
Wyoming District will open one student school next fall. This is a weird class of one.
I can't do this show with Mike.
Yeah. Well, Laramie, Wyoming, a Wyoming school district, plans to reopen an isolated school to serve a single student, one person.
A whole building for one person?
I wonder if they'd bother doing the honor, you know, the roll call.
How cute. A little graduation just for him.
Billy Jordan here. God. Okay, good. Let's start class. Laramie Boomerang reports Cozy Hollow School is about 60 miles north of Laramie. A modular classroom is already there but hasn't been used for about a decade. That's a kid that's not going anywhere, Mike. It will be the second one student school in the Albany County School District. There's two schools with one student.
Wow. What? That's preposterous.
We're going to see a film today.
I feel like I just went into the Twilight Zone when you told me that.
They're miles apart. They're a few miles apart, but connecting roads are impassable much of the winter. That's a problem. Kid can't go. They're not too far apart, but they can't just go drive through the. Wyoming law requires one-site education for isolated students when it's impossible to transport them to other schools.
You know what? See, that's where I'm with you. Like, you chose to live there. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
So, yeah, well,
you want to live all secluded in the mountains, either homeschool your kids.
That's what they thought, homeschool. Then they met the parents like, oh, no, we can't homeschool this kid.
You want us to teach our kid how to read? Who's going to tell us?
No, I mean, you never know what you find up in those mountains.
They don't have a good football team.
In any mountains, even in Puerto Rico, you just got to be leery of those people who live up there. Sometimes.
Yeah, the mountain people?
Not all of them.
Well, not all anything. If you ever try to talk about education, if you ever taken a test of any type, and it's a true or false question,
right?
And they always say all or always, it's always a false.
Right.
You know that, right?
Of course.
Okay. You know that, Jackie?
Yes. No.
Come on, Jackie.
I got it. I heard you. I just don't know.
You know. Okay. But I'm just letting you know, if you're ever taking a test, Starbucks ever give you tests?
It's really, I've worked there for 5 years.
Yeah.
I know all the answers.
I got to do my continued education for my licenses. Ugh, I got to catch up. It's funny when I take these, because I've been in this business 29 years, so I got to take these tests for insurances and stuff. They got to read this whole book. I'm like, just get me to the fucking test. You just get, you know, score them up high. Some airlines have seat back cameras. Did you know that? Here's what you need to know. Like when you're the TVs that you're going to JetBlue or...
Wait, you mean to tell me they caught... All right, keep going.
Yeah, so they have cameras on these... Anything that has a screen behind a seat that you can watch.
Oh, there's a camera.
Yeah, they have a camera there.
I didn't know that.
And the airline says, look, the people who put the things in there, the TVs, the ones who do it. We have no control of it. Several of the world's biggest airlines, including American Airlines, Delta Airlines, United Airlines, and Singapore Airlines, have cameras installed on screens on the backs of the passenger seats.
Wow.
So all those guys, every time you've been picking your nose there in a fucking red eye thinking no one's going to see this.
No, it's
there's some guy in a fucking, it's some airline headquarters going,
the
look at this guy.
The age of privacy, bro, it is over. You might as well just be out there in the open, not try to hide anything because it's out there, man.
Look at these people with Alexa and this shit. Google, Alexa.
And Alexa's listening to you when
fuck
you're not
that.
Talking
I'm not
to
gonna
it.
Have one of those things in my house.
You know that?
That's
it's
what
still
I don't
to
like.
You.
Yeah, Warren has that in the house, and I don't like that.
Because it wants to like learn your speech pattern, so it just keeps you recording, listening.
Yeah,
to
and it picks up everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden,
you start getting the ads that you just talked about.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah, it's kind of
Alexa's telling everybody.
Happens on my phone all the time.
Alexa is a rat, not your sister Alexis, but. Alexandra.
She's
Right. Addison Alex. Rex, by the way, local comic, says, that's why I always fly Spirit. No, because you're
She's
broke,
awesome
dude.
Awesome lady.
Mike has no sympathy for people in the wilderness.
She is.
She's great.
I didn't mean to like say aught like that. But
well, this should awesome. So let that be a warning. If you have a camera, like, I'm getting on a plane on Wednesday.
You can face the camera.
I'm getting on a plane on Wednesday, and it's with Southwest, so they don't have cameras. Delta concurred, telling the USA Today that they are not functional, and Delta does not have any plans to install the necessary software to use them.
Do you think like they'll clip them up and make like funny videos? That'd be kind of cool. Like I would buy that.
That's what Delta, I'm saying. They could put like compilations of like, people having panic attacks on
right?
the plane. Or
bloopers.
Some shit. Yeah.
I'd want to see that.
Oh my god, they're missing out on a market. They're not.
They're
stop charging us for our bags. Make blooper videos.
They are building their content like Netflix right now, and now.
Stream
with
it,
their
baby.
Own streaming channel, Southwest Airlines brings you the fucked up passengers.
Right? Before you go to sleep, before we take off, we want to remind you, don't be an asshole. And these, and like, they just show you the video. And you're like, all right, just got to stay straight.
But, it would just be funny seeing people all pissed off about some big person sitting next to them. You know what I mean?
That happened to me, man. It sucks.
I love it. That's why I love Southwest. Like, I'll be flying Southwest on Wednesday, and I get the A group. You always get in the A group because you want to pick a seat anywhere you want. But then you try to find a spot somewhere on the plane where you know that because you get too far in the front, someone's going to sit next to you because they want to get off. But if you kind of sit a little halfway further halfway toward the back, then people won't sit next to you if you get by the window and you put it, you know, it's not a full flight. You have the seat next to you open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that logic. You got to write. Man, you have so many secrets that I need to know about. You
it's
because
I'm
book.
Lucky. It's because I'm so lucky. I go around getting lucky
again,
all the time.
I never said you were lucky. I said you were unlucky.
I know.
I think you're smart, and all you have achieved has been from your hard work.
God bless you for that.
See how you brown nose, Jackie?
Yeah, see?
How you do it.
Okay.
You learn something every day.
I'm going to wipe that
I get lucky.
Off later.
I believe in luck because I'm lucky.
Yeah?
Yeah. But do you think it's luck, or do you think, like, you were, you know, you're just, like, in that mind, like, you're thinking of, like, positive things, and then, like,
no.
you're attracting them?
Okay, that one contest at Buddha, like, the winter one or something, I totally didn't deserve to win that one. Robert Bash should have won it 100%.
I don't remember.
And then I went up to you after, I was like, that was bullshit, and I'm like, did I actually win? And you showed me the votes, and you're like, yeah, you got the most votes, but I didn't believe it because I did not have
wasn't
a good
it, like,
set.
Really close?
Something like I had 19 and someone else had like 15 or some shit. But I had like the second place, the second pick. I wasn't like
that's
first pick, but I was second and I got the most. But I was like, that's bullshit. Like we almost left because I was like, there's no way I won. I had a terrible set.
You know, listen, I don't know. I don't remember that because I was probably drinking a lot. But I will say this. There's been moments when I thought I wasn't going to win a contest. And then I win. You know, you never know what the audience sees. But
I get lucky for sure.
I don't know. I don't believe in luck.
Yeah, there's times that I thought I won, and I didn't get shit. Here's a story. California woman with surname Meth, sentenced for supplying meth that killed an inmate.
That's why I said you're not lucky.
Yeah. Well,
she's won three turkeys this one over here. Maybe she is lucky.
I am lucky.
Yeah, the old turkey contest for the improv.
Yeah.
I remember. I think one. I won it 1 year when it wasn't like you got it because you know it's like I was. I don't know if it's like more like hey, you'd had the worst set or something. It was like a turkey, like an ass award, and right. I didn't have. I tied with somebody. It was the old Hard Rock Improv.
Yes.
I didn't go up to get it because I didn't give a fuck. I'm like, I don't want a turkey.
Right.
And then I got like, oh,
and
you didn't
I felt
get
like
it.
You know, I felt like sometimes because I've been a victim of this, they don't want to give the worst comic the turkey to make them feel bad, so they give it to like one of the ones they think has like a thicker skin and kind of like as a goof, but it hurts still. You're like, I'm not the worst because everyone else doesn't know
yeah.
that,
yeah.
and you're like, oh, why am I getting the fucking turkey? No, I was there, and I don't think you were the worst comic that night. You weren't the best.
Yeah, I didn't have a great set, but I was a fuck.
You weren't the best.
Listen, we all have, you know,
you weren't
ups and downs.
Night, yeah.
California woman with surname of Meth sentenced for supplying meth.
It was like
that's
eight
appropriate.
Years ago.
A California woman with the last name Meth was sentenced to prison after she smuggled meth to an inmate to a state prison. Her friend who bailed her out also got arrested. Her name was Susan Conjugal Visit Blowjob. Jonna Martinez Meth, 46, pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter after Adrian Spavetta, then 46, died at the California Medical Center, a facility in the jail's correction system.
You know what gets me upset about? Like, these murderers are getting poontang left and right. Cintron's got to be on fucking Tinder and Bumble, swiping my heart away. I have never hurt a human being in my life.
Just commit a crime, dude, and you get the chicks that are real. So you want the girls that feel bad and you feel, oh, you know.
Right. I was watching that Ted Bundy. He had a child in jail. Like,
yeah.
I feel bad for his daughter out there, but anyway.
Sabetta was serving a life sentence with the possibility of parole for second degree murder. Died May shortly after Martinez Meth visited him at the facility. An autopsy revealed that the inmate had swallowed multiple balloons filled with methamphetamine. So she goes in there with the condom-filled meth. He swallows them. Then, and you're gonna trust that chick? Did you tie him real tight? I'll just go ahead and swallow this shit.
Mm.
That's rough. What a way to
but
go.
They were covering that stuff. I mean, I know this is like more recent, so you would expect all. Now they scan you and you can't get through anything. But have you seen that Ted Bundy documentary?
No, not yet.
You've gotta see it, dude. It is like, you just sit there and go, my God, like in the 70s, everyone could have got away with anything because there was just no way of communicating anything.
Back then, you could be a player. You could have multiple girlfriends.
I think Dougie's trying to tell you something, Jackie.
Tennessee man accused of... let's go back in time. I got a DeLorean.
Why do you
think
they call me Dangerous Dougie?
Tennessee man accused of dipping testicles in customer salsa.
I saw this. Yeah. I thought it was fake at first.
No, it's
You know what, though? I've worked at a pizzeria. This kind of shit goes down more than you want to even guess, and that's why I try not to eat out.
Yeah, I don't like to eat out. That's why I don't like to complain much, too. I hate when you eat with somebody. You ever eat with somebody, and they're like, look, man, send this back.
Right,
this.
I'm like, you don't even want to eat that when it comes back.
Yeah, what are you, nuts?
Mm-mm.
You just say, you know what? Every time that I've ever done that, they say, would you like us to cook you something else? No. I just like to take it off my bill.
Listen, I worked at 5 different restaurants. Each and every one of them, there is petty, upset coworkers in the back, and they're trying to get their frustration out any way they can.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking with the food is their way of escape. They're going to do it.
Absolutely. Tennessee man is accused of dipping something other than his chips into the customer salsa.
You say pizza. Ugh.
Pizza's a hard thing to fuck with. People spit
you
want to
bet?
Shut.
I worked
jerk
at a pizzeria.
Off it, jerk off
we
got to
make that sauce. You want to know what I made that sauce with, bro?
So you don't care who you're doing it to. You're doing a whole blanket of people.
Dude, they're going
to
pay me $7 an hour, and this dude's going to come in and yell at me because I'm not getting the orders done fast enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
I worked at Godfather's Pizza
wanna
years
make special
when I was a kid.
Sauce.
Hey, that doesn't look as red.
That was creepy
sauce.
To the max, man.
See, like at Starbucks, we'll just give you like expired milk or like my finger might slip in or something.
You know you've done this at Starbucks.
That's it.
Come on.
I've never done anything.
Have you seen?
We give you decaf. That's it.
Have you seen stuff go down there that you're like, come on, dude.
It's
always a guy. It's never like.
Yeah,
chicks usually don't go
that
deep. Girls
are more hesitant about it.
Guys are like vicious savages, man.
A chick dropped a pastry on the floor and picked it back up and put it in the bag. And I was like, that's fucking gnarly. But
that's
whatever.
Freshman stuff.
Yeah.
Did you just say
that? So you'll purposely give somebody decaf?
Yes.
So you this is happening.
If they piss us off, that's like the Starbucks move. If you piss off a barista, if you're like giving a fucking attitude or something, they pay for like six extra shots of espresso. We'll just give you all fucking decaf, so you just wasted $7.
That's funny.
It's like really subtle, but I mean,
Dougie, he's like, I think this happened to me 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be caffeinated, but I was so sleepy.
I had a Starbucks coffee and I fell asleep at the wheel.
I was in Des Moines, Iowa.
You pissed him off.
Had a funny bones up there.
That's the thing. I don't have time for that. I'm not going to fuck around with people at, like, food service. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'll get up and leave. And like I said, if something happens to my dish, I'm like, no, I'll just take it off. You don't sure you don't want nothing? Nope. That's okay. Thanks. Howard Webb, 31, was the driver for a dinner delivered food delivery service on January 12th when he allegedly put his testicles in an order of salsa that the customer had ordered from a Mexican restaurant.
How do they know?
That's a good point. If someone must have caught him.
He videoed it, this dumbass.
Oh, my God. You see, that's what I'm saying. Like,
do you have the video?
Yeah. It's the video here.
Everyone's compelled to be an asshole.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Is it going
to
show the balls?
You just want to see the balls?
No. I'm just curious if they can show us.
Salsa balls. He probably tagged it, too. Salsa balls.
Yes.
Probably dancing in the video and shit. Like an idiot.
He's pissed because he got an 89-cent tip.
Feel you. I deliver.
I wonder why.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, he looks like a real, like, I think you would want to.
He's from Tennessee. He's got that. Oh my God!
And that's the video
the
he's
bottom
doing.
Of the ball side.
Yeah, right by your ass. Ooh. Taint.
Ew, and he looks gross.
And the guy has those loopy earrings.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with the loopy earrings.
I'm just saying. Middle I'm just
America,
describing.
That's
him.
A lot of middle America. I'm telling you, they're big people, and he's seen them. They're big people. They got nothing else better to do.
Because this is what you get when you give an 80-cent tip. For an almost 30-minute drive.
I love middle America.
Dinner delivered addressed the Facebook. He put it on Facebook, by the way, video. Writing that the driver web was a rogue independent contractor. See, if I'm going to order some food, it's got to be from people that are from the... Well, didn't you work for like one of those delivery food places?
Delivery dudes.
Delivery dudes?
And Uber Eats, but mostly delivery dudes.
Hmm.
I never did anything. I have eaten food from their food.
Yeah.
I've always curious. So, was that good money doing delivery dudes? Okay.
I don't want.
Because I've fantasized about quitting my job.
Don't.
And just being an Uber delivery dudes.
Uber pays more than. I would never recommend delivery. You guys were great to me. I have some of the people on
Fuck
my.
Fuck you, delivery dudes.
No. Delivery dudes was great. And it was a fun job and I really enjoyed it. But it's like $150 per delivery. So you only get $150 and then whatever they tip you.
Ugh.
They used to have a system when the location I worked at in Wellington where no matter what, each shift you made $50. So that's why I stayed there for a while. Because I would usually make over $50 during season with the horse people and all that. But normally you make like $30 a shift, like a 6 hour shift, you make $30.
Horrible.
That's why I quit in April once season was over in Wellington. I was like, yeah, I'm out of here.
So. Yeah.
Speaking of food, two arrested in a buffet brawl over crab legs. Now, I've been in all these all you can eat places and they got all kinds of food, but the crab legs are the thing.
I love crab legs.
Right? The people just
go. It's the only reason I'll go to. I don't eat sushi or anything like that, but I'll eat all the crab legs.
Huntsville, Alabama. Alabama police say a dispute over crab legs at a dinner buffet ended in a brawl that two people. Facing misdemeanor charges. Huntsville Police Officer Gerald Johnson says he was eating at the Meteor Buffet restaurant when a fight broke out. Johnson tells the news that the diners were using service tongs like fencing swords. Give me that fucking crab.
That's freaky.
And the plates were shattering and a woman was beating a man. Johnson says diners had been waiting for.
Like, when you did that, I generally felt fear.
Did you?
Did
I give you a little nervous?
Yeah, like, I felt like how that animal would feel.
The people were waiting in line for more than 10 minutes, and they lost their tempers once the food came out. There's like a free for all. Fucking crab legs. That's where disorder occurs. And usually people that are sitting there, not you know, all pissed off and mad because they're not who they were and they didn't get the right schooling and they had all these. Fuck you, I deserve them crab legs better than anybody else. And they ran to the front of the fucking line and created chaos.
Mm.
Station reports Chiquita Jenkins is charged with assaulting John Chapman, who suffered a cut on his head and a crab leg up his ass.
A girl attacked a guy?
Yeah, nice. Black girl and an old guy, white
nice.
Guy. Was what it was. Chapman is charged with disorderly conduct. Court records aren't available to show if she has a lawyer.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
beautiful people out there.
Fighting over, you know, I remember during Hurricane Wilma years ago, in 2004, we didn't have power for like a week or two, so that we had to, you had to go to the Walmart and everything to get water because there was no water. You ran out of water. And the minute that, that pallet of water hit the fucking the floor, people did, chaos broke out.
Oh, no.
And my wife and I were at, I think we're at Home Depot or the Walmart somewhere. I'm like, fuck this. I'm not even going to, you know what I mean?
Society we backed crumbles, away. I have no hope that we can, we're just going to eat each other alive.
Well, yes, I agree. That's why I carry a
and
gun.
And then Negan is going to rule the world. And...
I'm Negan. Our last story of the day, Wisconsin man in a panda suit sparks 911 call.
Walking Dead reference.
All right. Watch Walking Dead.
By a neighbor who reported a big teddy bear.
Those for all the other listeners, too.
Wisconsin man attempted to play a prank on neighbors. His neighbors ended up devolving into a literal pandemonium. Thank you. Last month after police were called.
A little Pandora going on.
Listening to music. Were called to a neighborhood on a report of a suspicious animal. The Muskego Police Department told the news that the incident took place on February 22nd after a resident contacted authorities to report a panda bear being spotted at the front door. There's a panda bear at my door.
I would have think that was cool, man.
And he looks a little bit like my neighbor, John.
You know, again, because of Hollywood and just cartoons that I was brought up, I would have thought, man, I'm going to invite that panda
hell
in.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him some honey and shit. We're going to smoke some weed.
Honey.
And then, like, because he's a pandas bear, obviously. Bear.
Pandas eat fig leaves and
bears
shit.
Bears eat honey.
I don't know, man. I'll figure it out. I'll look it up on the internet.
Yeah.
But then he'd end up, like, mauling me and killing me.
Yeah. The caller thought it was suspicious since the panda bears are not native to the Badger State. It's a big teddy bear, he said. When asked for further details of the operator, the caller replied, "Teddy bear, honest to God, teddy bear." Officers responded to the home and made contact with the panda bear, who turned out to be 48-year-old resident in a costume.
What happened to that rapper that was Panda? Remember him? He had that great song like Panda, Panda,
designer.
Panda, Panda,
like
Panda, Panda, Panda. Is he still doing his thing?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The man who got caught in the panda outfit said he was asked to... dog sit a friend, and that's why he thought he'd wear a panda suit to the dog sit the house. Quote, "I knew that the neighbors had security cameras set up. I knew, I thought, well, I'm going to make that an ordinary extraordinary. I'm going to dress up in a panda outfit," he told the news. Quote, "So just as I was about to pivot up and walk up my lawn, I turned around and see at least three squad cars. At me, coming at me. Could you imagine they shot the fucking guy?
Oh, man.
It's a wild panda bear.
Did they kill the panda?
No, he's alive.
Oh, thank God. I'm like, yeah, kill that fool. Like, save the panda. I know, you're going to be like,
that's
whatever.
A funny neighborhood, though. I mean, you know, because some neighborhoods, you don't even know your neighbors. So but these, this guy felt this guy felt jovial enough to walk around in a panda suit. Hey, I'm going to go watch my, my friend asked me to dog sit his house, you know, his dog while he's away. So I'm going to go over there, you know, walk into the house in a panda outfit.
Wait a minute. It wasn't a real panda?
Oh. It's been a long time since you've been on the show, Mike, isn't it? He's lost his touch for recognizing.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that was not... I thought this whole time there was a real panda bear outside this fool's house.
No.
Sorry.
You missed that part when they said that they're not indigenous
They should beat the crap out of that guy in a panda.
I want to invite that guy to my neighborhood. That's what I want. I want people walking around with panda outfits in my neighborhood. Nobody does that in my neighborhood. I hate when people come to the door now. I get people that solicit. You're not supposed to solicit. You're not supposed to come knocking on the door in Coral Springs. Okay? And they do it. And I'll come to the door, and you see my front door. There's glass doors.
Yes. Right?
So I'll come to the door and my dog will bark. And if I open the dog will get out. So I don't want to open the door. So I basically hold the dog and I go, and I look at him like, what the fuck you want? And they're like, right. And they got a clipboard in their hand or something. I'm like, nah, thanks. See you later. And like,
what if they were like, hey, we're trying to figure out who we can give away $1 million.
It's your lucky day.
It's your lucky day.
What's that giveaway that Ed McMahon used to deliver at the Publisher's Clearinghouse?
Like
sweepstakes.
Just gets done saying, I'm not lucky. And then this guy like, $1 million. Like, get away from
me. No, don't come in.
No,
we have a check for $1 million for you. Fuck you. Get off my lawn.
Luck isn't real.
No soliciting.
Don't you know the state bylaws? Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I was having so much fun.
Yeah. I want to thank Jackie Sanchez for joining us today.
Thanks.
Even though you wouldn't know, she was beyond quiet today.
I'm sorry, did I like drown you out, Jackie? I feel so
No, you distracted me.
You're very distracting to my co-host.
I'm also medicated, and you were... It's okay. No, I think it was a good show.
I thought
it was funny. Well, judge that way.
I had a blast.
And Mike Cintron.
Guys, listen, it's been way too long.
Yeah. Okay? Well, you were on the list. Those of you guys
I think this one I was so like excited to be back.
The first time I had a threesome.
I was, like,
you just shot everything
out, you know?
Yeah.
And so now, like a couple more, I'm going to be like, all right, it was cool.
It was fun.
Yeah, I'd be like Jackie, like, hi.
Yeah.
Been here all the time. I'm here every Tuesday.
At any rate.
I had fun.
By the way, guys, for me, real quick, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Oklahoma City this week, Wednesday through Saturday. It's a triple feature. We're going to rotate the headline spots all week. It's going to be a lot of fun. And go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Go to Dougie Dangerous, Instagram, Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. And join our fan page on Facebook, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Mike, what's coming up?
Okay, Dada's every Tuesday. Just come out every Tuesday. Maybe you'll get lucky. There'll be comedy. 3 out of 4 chances, am I right, guys?
It's like Russian roulette.
Wednesday, every Wednesday, I'm there at the Robot, Funky Robot. It's called the Robot Brewing in Boca, where the old Funky Buddha Lounge used to be. But now it's called Robot Brewing Company and Quixotic Lounge. Don't ask me. They named it. But it's awesome. Same great beer, same great stage, awesome talent every week. And then this Saturday, it's, oh my God, a whammy. United Nations Tour at the Robot, Saturday night. Mention Dangerous Dougie at the door, $5 tickets. How do you like that, kids?
Appreciate
They're usually $10. I'm going to do half off, $5 for all your listeners.
There you go. There. Nadim Awad, Ciro Doberg from the show. A lot of guys from the show there. Charles, Chris Shepard's on the show, right?
Yeah.
Randy Vega, who's a co-host here on the show, will be there.
The dude who was just on here, Sean Mullins, doing a guest spot there coming through. Whoop, whoop.
Hello, Sean. How about you, Jackie? What's coming up?
Thursday, I'm hosting New Faces at Miami Improv. And then Saturday, I'm headlining in West Palm Beach, Backstage Cafe.
Doing big things.
8 p.m.
Nice. There you go, guys. Thanks for checking us out. And don't forget to go to our...
You got other places, too, though. What's the other one that you got going on later on in the month? Aren't you on Hialeah?
Oh, Homestead. I have a bunch of shows. I figured we were just doing this week. Oh. I don't know. I'm at Homestead March 30th. My birthday's the 29th.
Early, man. They're going to sell out.
They will sell out. You're right. Yeah, it does sell out.
That place usually sells out. That's it. Don't forget to go to our main site, wakeupplaywithdougieshow.podbean.com. We appreciate your donations. Be a patron. You can donate as a minimum of $1 a month to watch the show. And that money goes to gas money for everybody here. Once we collect it. Yeah, some people that just haven't, they faded away on it. So get back on it. We appreciate those donations again. And aside from that, no show this week. I'm going to be out of town. We'll be back next week on Monday with an all-new show. Take care, guys. God bless. And we'll see you here.
Thank you, Debbie.
At the next time.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.